This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'm 43, but my guts and my heart feel like I'm 18. My brain feels like I'm about 500 years old in a good way, you know what I mean? There's David Knight, your TV viewer. He's coming up in 20 minutes. He's got Mr. McAfee, of course, to get into all the NSA stuff and the hacking and the rest of it and the hearings today. So that's going to be coming up with David Knight in T-minus 20 minutes. I've got to hit the David Rockefeller situation and his death coming up in the next segment. And I want to hit some of the North Korea news that I haven't properly covered, which is about as ominous as it gets. But all of us keep getting caught up, including Roger Stone, defending himself. Because I get it, they don't let him on any of these national shows, hardly. But they just call him a Russian agent with no evidence everywhere, and then just never let him on. And then they get hit with polonium, they T-bone him. And he's a lot worse off than he's even saying on air. He's pretty bad when he takes the glasses off. His eyes aren't pointing in the right directions. I don't say that meanly. It's real sad. They want him dead before they have hearings. Well, they went ahead and still had the hearings. He's still alive, and they're trying to kill him. The fact, I think there's a good chance they're going to kill him real soon. They'll set the hearings up, and then he'll be poisoned or die. They'll say, oh, he's an old man. It's no big deal. This is the deep state that sold us out to China and others, trying to keep control of the country. And so all my reporters, myself too, we just keep arguing. Well, they were in the New York Times admitting they wiretapped her. They said they had the communications, and Trump pointed out, you just leaked, you had those in the press. That's a crime. So they get scared of that, get on the offense to change the subject, and then say, oh, but we weren't surveilling. And then say they never said that. And we got to play that CNN clip from last week where they say it came from me. It came from you. But we need to just get back to the fact that they did surveil. They admitted they surveilled and found nothing, and the committee hearing says that's the case. In fact, we have several clips from the committee hearing. Let's play one of the first ones with Nunes, I don't know where my list is of clips, saying today that, yeah, there's no evidence of any Russian contacts or hacking into the election. We know that. How insulting. All these foreign governments piled on against our election for Hillary. The public saw that and rejected, just like Obama and others and Merkel went to England and said, don't go for the Brexit. People are sick of this crap. They're the foreign influence. They're the foreign outside group. They're the ones doing this, not us. But we just cover it. We keep covering, myself included, the minutia of it all. And they know how to just put out a false statement, have us respond to their BS. And then they keep doing it and doing it to keep us off. And I get we have to respond to the BS, but we have to move on. Because they know, and we know we're right, we'll obsess on it. We have to move on to, you got money from the communist Chinese. You sold out to them, Hillary. You sold them the missiles. You gave North Korea the reactors. You're the traitors. You're the people surveilling the public illegally. Now, there's a New York Post you can thank Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton for North Korean nukes. Well, Bill Clinton, really. That's just a fact. I mean, it's there. It's there. Just go after them. Trump just thinks he can turn the economy back on. They're going to leave him alone. No, they're not. Here, let's go to a clip of them talking about no Russian meddling in the physical election. The term hacking the election is a load of crap. Here it is.
So my question as of today, Admiral Rogers, do you have any evidence that Russia cyber actors changed vote tallies in the state of Michigan?
No, I do not. But I would highlight we're in foreign intelligence organization, not a domestic intelligence organization.
Oh, yeah, you never respond.
We're probably not the best organization to provide a more complete answer.
How about the state of Pennsylvania?
No, sir.
Hit pause again.
State of Wisconsin?
These guys are all a bunch of political whores that their whole lives to get these positions of just never stand up for the president, never stand up for the truth. Just sit there and just say, but we'd be better off to answer that. No one has any evidence of any Russian hacking. It's Hillary and the DHS stole five states, hacked into six other states, and got caught. Jerks. They have illegal aliens voting everywhere. And they try to tell us that doesn't happen. All the Democrats in Operation, you know, Battleground Texas organized saying, we're going to have illegals go vote. I'm sick of the lying arrogance. And all these people we're fighting are like piles of dumb garbage. They're all little simpering crooks. sick of the filth. I'm sick of the unchivalrous cowards. The age of man is returning. The age of the cowards is ending. Make no mistake.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Liberty. 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I don't know how this is going to end, but they want to fight. They better believe they've got one. That's the key to this. These type of criminals, the more you roll over, the worse it gets. So we're just going to fight. Not going to worry about how this ends or where this is going. I gotta tell you though, my soul loves it. The opposite of fear. The globalists want to break the law and bring in tyranny. We're gonna break them. All right, David Knight's coming up in just about 12 minutes. I got a lot of clips to get to here in a short time to get there. I should add that I never knew this would be such a popular product. I mean, I had an idea it would be made in America, organic, high quality. Non-GMO, non-fluoride, with iodine, with the colloidal silver, super blue, InfoWars Life, sold out last time, the first shipment in 3 days, the second shipment was twice as big, 12 days, and the tubes are the issue. The tubes are the issue, and so we're having trouble getting the tubes, we have to change the tubes. So we only got an unlimited amount of the tubes. So the new stuff come out maybe in a different tube. But this is a limited run. Available at InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I've got it discounted out of the gates, as low as, what, like $8 a tube at InfoWarsStore.com. So we make like $4 or $5, help fund the operation. So thank you all for your support today. We're certainly under globalist attack, and your purchases help fund this whole operation. You're who sponsors this, not George Soros, not David Rockefeller, you name it. Okay, I don't want to cut this clip off. So here is Nunes, who's been pretty good, actually, in the House Intelligence Committee. He said a month ago and 2 weeks ago and yesterday, we've looked at all the files. There's not even phone calls with Roger Stone and Manafort to Russians. There is with Flynn when he's the National Security Advisor incoming, and the transcripts of that are illegal. They had to unmask him. But the computer programs are keywords, so it's recording it with keywords. That's what Google is, just a database of words that are said. And then that's what Google was an NSA echelon program that's 30 years old. They've got more update stuff, but you're supposed to mask, you know, General Michael T. Flynn or whatever. They don't do that. They illegally took that off, gave it to the media. You go, look, he talked to the Russians. Well, he publicly said he was lining up calls to Trump. He talked to the Turks, everybody else. That's what Flynn's working hard for this country. I mean, Flynn's like loved the military, is totally kicking ass. It's like Trump just restored our coal, folks. Russia and all these other countries don't have big coal exports. We do, or they export natural gas. That devastates Russia. We don't want to devastate Russia, but sorry, America's going to have cheap power again. Everything Trump's doing is absolutely, quite frankly, undercutting other countries. Now, they want to do trade deals with us, they can, but that's why the economy's turning back on, folks. Trump is representing us. That's how you prove it. It's like Horton has a who. You know, the Mazie bird doesn't sit with the egg, so when it hatches, it's a baby elephant. You know, Horton has a who, Dr. Seuss. I'm not saying that's real. Many will say I'm being real. No, it's an allegory. It's a parallel. I mean, you know, America's reborn. It hatches out. It looks like Donald Trump's got, you know, gold hair and little you know, I mean, it's just crazy. So we're going to get to this clip with Ed Rockefeller dying in a moment. But here briefly. Here is the clip we didn't finish up with the NSA director being talked to by Nunes.
So my question as of today, Admiral Rogers, do you have any evidence that Russia cyber actors changed vote tallies in the state of Michigan?
No, I do not. But I would highlight we're in foreign intelligence organization, not a domestic intelligence organization.
Oh, yeah. You never watch anything here.
Fair to say,
you never watch foreign groups coming into the U.S. Lie!
A more complete answer.
How about the state of Pennsylvania?
No, sir.
The state of Wisconsin?
No, sir.
State of Florida?
No, sir.
State of North Carolina?
No, sir.
The state of Ohio?
No, sir.
So you have no intelligence that suggests or evidence that suggests any votes were changed?
I have nothing generated by the National Security Agency, sir.
Director Comey, do you have any evidence at the FBI that any votes were changed in the states that I mentioned to Admiral Rogers?
No.
Thank you.
There are still in the news saying that happened. When Hillary got caught, what do you do when you get caught and you lose? You go say the other group did it. Here's another clip where they talk about unmasking the names. Because that's what Trump said. You're listening to us and you're giving it to the media? That's illegal. What on earth are you doing? You give it to the Justice Department or the Senate Armed Services Committee or the House Armed Services Committee or the Intelligence Committee. You don't give it to the media. And they went, oh, yeah, we got the recordings. Oh, actually, we never did that. You're crazy. We never said that. Hoping you don't remember a month and a half ago. Again, I keep harping on that, is that it's just crazy that they do that. Now, let's shift gears. David Rockefeller died yesterday at 101, and he'd always said that no one in his family lived past 100, so he broke the family record. Well, like John D. the First died at 99, and all like 2 days before or whatever. I mean, that's in the family lore of this very parasitic, clearly genetic psychopath family. A lot of people can pass on psychopathic or at least sociopathic traits. That's been proven. Globalist David Rockefeller dead at 101. The whole world government project with the British, the whole New World Order, the land, the Rockefeller Plaza, let the UN be built on. The 100-plus globalist organizations, they founded almost all of them. Bilderberg founded it in 1954 in Oosterbeek, Holland. I mean, it's just figurative as Trump's in and all this is happening that this guy died. A few years ago, in 2012, we did a mock funeral for not wishing him to die because his evil obviously lives on his institutions like the Ring of Mordor, but just a mock funeral joke for the YouTube clip on InfoWars.com, deathbed confession of David Rockefeller. And it's a scene from The Dark Crystal with the Skeksis when the emperor is about to die and they're about to pass the power on. But you can believe that already happened a few years ago. And his his nephew, Senator Rockefeller, didn't want the power. He's kind of scurried off. It's a high workload. And I'm telling you, it's now Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and people like, of course, our good friend George Soros. They're the front guys. There's a lot of old money behind them, but they're field marshals in the fight against humanity. And a guy that whose father funded Adolf Hitler, who was in Germany helping put Hitler in power as a young man in college in Germany, IBM, whole deal. You want to know who runs your life, but fluoride in your water, cancer viruses, your vaccines, and brags about it in his memoirs, how he wants world government, wants to reduce your population, make you poor. That's him. Probably too old for the brain transplant. Is he really dead, you think? Who knows with these people, but they got advanced technologies, but probably not that advanced, right? I mean, we know they're going for him. So, for a little fun, it's more powerful if you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com/show. Here is the deathbed event and deathbed footage of David Rockefeller dying yesterday. David Rockefeller, a globalist central banker, advocated New World Order and mass population control while wielding vast influence over world leaders, died Monday at the age of 101. Family spokesman Fraser P. Settle confirmed his passing. Rockefeller, who was well known for openly bragging about transnational elites' plans to centralize control of the world's populations, wealth, and resources. And so it goes on from there. So here, under satire, not real news, they'll probably claim I'm being serious here, is him making the jump into hyperspace. We don't know what destination. Here it is. Creeping along at the Rockefeller Command Base. Oprah Winfrey does attend secret meetings with him, ABC News, to discuss world government and forced population reduction. So we've got Brzezinski and George Soros walking up the hall, facing each other off about who gets the scepter.
Quiet!
The elites are exactly like this, bunch of arrogant scum. Madeleine Albright actually looks like a Skeksis.
Kneel, bow.
They get around the throne.
Not dead yet.
There's the beautiful David Rockefeller. It's more like Hillary. He reaches for the scepter.
Mine. My country. I'll rob you blind, America. I'll teach you Christians, bitter clingers. I'm not the threat Trump is.
I am the emperor.
David Rockefeller, 101. Total global government collapsing before his eyes. I did want to live to see David Rockefeller 6 feet under. Not in a mean way. In a loving way. Look, all the vaccines. And here's all his work. His whole world government falls to dust. Like sandcastles at the beach. Yes, castles will crumble eventually into the sea. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the death of David Rockefeller. Televised live at Infowars.com, transmitted worldwide. He wrote in the New York Times when Mao Zedong died that he did a great job in China, and he hoped for that here in America. So he's a guy that supported somebody that killed 80-plus million Chinese. So I think I can make fun of him dying. What do you think? Right? I'm sure there'll be some articles about that, but nothing about the admissions. And I hope that when John McAfee comes on here in a minute, with David Knight, literally in about 60 seconds. I hope that we'll bring up to him the story on Infowars.com and DrugReport.com that almost 24 hours into, no one has covered. Yeah, there's a quote. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing a more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. Yeah, we'll kill your ass if you don't. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. That was after I said, the New York Times. I went and got off the microfilm to my film Endgame. Actual, us at the UT library showing it on the microfiche. Because folks used to deny that quote was real. They admitted the giant, you know, great leap forward, Cultural Revolution, were the biggest disasters in human history, killed 84 million Chinese, but not according to David Rockefeller. So, old David has made the jump into hyperspace. And I see that we have John McAfee over there right now with David. Now, are they ready for me to go to them? Or are they still fiddle frapping around with it? And Skype's great, but sometimes you have your problems, obviously. So we're able to have a big TV network here, but not have our guests be at, you go to TV studios. That would bankrupt us if we try to do that. So I can't describe to the listeners how big it is and how important it is. I know you know the NSA was spying on Trump. I know you saw them in the newspapers saying they were spying on Trump. You saw that. And then now they said they weren't spying on Trump. But now we need to get the article out where we have NSA documents, which are clearly real. It's got phone numbers I never put out, where I all sorts of stuff. Trump's phone numbers that I've got. It's him. This came out in federal cases, basically CIA contractor. And all this is going on. It's a new Snowden. The headline is New Snowden exposes massive Obama NSA spying on Trump. Also on Sheriff Arpaio and his court case. So it's at Infowars.com. And most importantly, they're trying to block us on Facebook, Google, Twitter, everywhere. More than ever, you've got to send links via email. You've got to contact friends and family, neighbors. They don't want you visiting Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, and they're openly trying to wrangle and set up a whole system where this happens. All right, I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton over to David Knight to host the rest of the transmission. I want to thank all the viewers for their support. And he's got, of course, McAfee of hacking fame to break all this down straight ahead. And then the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But just the sleeping giant that was awake under Trump's run is somewhat awake now, but needs to get really awake because all hands on deck, this is the fight. Thank you all for your support. Now for the rest of the transmission with David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, we have this situation where we've got the most successful person who is iconic in terms of anti-hacking, John McAfee. Everybody that's got a computer has got his antivirus software. I thought it'd be great to have him comment on Vault 7 in general. But, of course, today we've had the Dog and Pony Show of FBI Director Comey. So I think it's interesting to contrast the cold water that FBI Director Comey is pouring on the idea that anybody would be wiretapping a person of interest like Donald Trump, at the same time saying, oh, we really are doing an investigation of this red herring story that the Russians hacked our election. And then we had Nunes go through there. Well, did they get into this? Did they get into that state, that state, that state? Of course they didn't. But we do know that the Department of Homeland Security hacked into State Board of Elections. Imagine if it came out that Russia had done what our own Homeland Security did. But we have to pretend that our government is not listening to us. In spite of the documentary evidence, we have to pretend that they have no interest in hacking the election. So I want to go to John McAfee, get his take, and have him try to educate the public somewhat more on Vault 7. Thank you for joining us, John McAfee.
It's good to be on.
Thank you, John.
Let me start by saying
yes.
The inability, it's absolutely, by the way, impossible to determine the source of a hack if the hacker is even remotely sophisticated. Because look at the hackers we do catch. They're teenage boys, like the 15-year-old who hacked into the FBI, stole every name, address, phone number, photograph, fingerprints, and social security number of every undercover agent in the FBI and published it on the dark web. Now, what was the FBI's response? Instead of going, oh my God, we're incompetent, they go, hey, we caught the kid. Well, of course you caught him. He's 15. Please, try to catch a 35-year-old, seriously dedicated hacker. Try to catch an entire hacking organization, like the mafia of hackers in Russia that are doing all the ransomware. No, you're not going to do that because anybody can hide their tracks.
Absolutely. We've had this discussion before with you. You've been on before when this began months ago. We had you on, and you were talking about the fact that they could very easily cover their tracks. They said, well, we've got some indication that indicates that it might be done by a Russian language individual. But, of course, as we talked about months ago, you and I, anybody worth their salt would either, first of all, not leave those fingerprints, or they would put false fingerprints to incriminate somebody else. But now we've had Vault 7 showing the documents of how they do it, in addition to your expertise.
They said, this is how we do it. And they go, we changed the compiler times. We put, if we wanted to make it look like the Russians, we use a Cyrillic keyboard, the Russian language, Russian hacking techniques. We'll find an old Russian state program, which is in the public domain, and we'll use that. Please. So I've been saying this for years. You simply can't find the source of an attack. And the CIA said the same thing. So, yet, our FBI is going, yes, the Russians hacked Yahoo. Yes, they hacked the DNC. Well, I don't know about Yahoo. I find it extraordinarily unlikely. But I do know about the DNC. It could not have been the Russians, because they used a program that was 1.5 years old and had not bothered to keep it updated. Please, if you're a Russian state hacker and you did that, they would schedule you for suicide the next morning. So no, you know they don't do those stupid things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a very important point. The fact that the software that was actually used was an out-of-date version of something that was essentially in the public domain. But I want you to comment, John, on Vault 7, because now we have thousands of pieces of hacking software that were commissioned by the CIA. And, of course, we had Aaron Schwartz tell us years ago when he was talking about SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, CISPA, all those different things, trying to fight that new level of government surveillance where they would then give immunity to the corporations who collect all this information on us. He said at the time that it was the U.S. government that was funding and creating these exploits. And now we see that with Vault 7, but they pretend that doesn't happen. As this was coming out, we had Stephen Colbert mocking the very idea that they would use the Internet of Things to spy on you through appliances. Remember that? We had that admission 5 years to the day earlier, David Petraeus was saying, we're going to use all your appliances to listen to you. And yet when Kellyanne Conway points that out, it's like, you do know, of course, that they are listening to us through our televisions, our phones, and all of our appliances. They are rolling on the floor laughing with Stephen Colbert in The Late Show, as if that didn't exist. I mean, is this a is this an intelligence operation in the comedy sense, or what? I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable that they would think the American public is so stupid, has such a short attention span.
Well, unfortunately, some of us are, because what happens is 90% of the people get their facts, their truth, from the mainstream media, which has become a reality show. Yeah. And so any politically motivated happening, which is titillating or exciting or makes us angry, like we're all going to be angry at the Russians, well, the mainstream media is going to make of it what they want. But the CIA admitted, here's the horror of Vault 17. The horror is they kept these exploits from the very industries that they had used to exploit, including Microsoft, Google, Apple, all of our software industries. And even if they didn't create them, when they discovered that other hackers had created them, do you know what they did? Not a thing.
That's right. That's right.
You realize that costs Americans billions of dollars and put us at risk, at serious risk. It's unconscionable. It's like keeping a boatload of penicillin out of the hands of sick people because you're afraid that the enemy may get their hands on it.
And let's underscore that. They go out and they create these burglary tools. This is cyber burglary. They go out and find and create these tools. When they lose the tools and they're out there, and of course the community that would do this sort of thing is very, very well known to them, they do not let anyone know. They continue to leave this out there. And I think it's very interesting, John, the fact that there's not going to be these things can't be copyrighted. They didn't want to copyright them because they didn't want to let people know that they existed. But they also didn't classify them, because if they classified these exploits, then when the CIA spread them around, putting them on people's computers, they would be liable for charges of violating national security by putting national security information out there. We've got to take a break. We're going to come right back with John McAfee, the guy who made a fortune producing anti-hacking software. What does he think about Vault 7 and what the CIA has done? We'll be right back with John McAfee.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to John McAfee, the man who made a fortune protecting us from hackers. But who protects us from the CIA, the people who have funded all these exploits? Remember, and of course, this is according to WikiLeaks and Vault 7. They say that by the end of 2016, the CIA's hacking division had over 5,000 registered users, had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, trojans, viruses, other weaponized malware. Techniques allowed the CIA to bypass encryption of, and listen to these apps in case you use some of them, WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, Weibo, Confide, Cloakman. What they would do is hack your smartphone and grab this information even before it was encrypted. Then they let all this stuff go. It's out in the public domain, and they don't warn anybody about this because they want to keep this secret. So when you talk about white hat hackers and you talk about black hat hackers, you can say that the CIA is definitely on the black hat side. Even though they knew this stuff was gone, they didn't warn anybody. So now we've got WikiLeaks working with these different companies, telling them what these exploits are, giving them the information that the CIA would not do. When you are told that you need to sacrifice your liberty, and they promise they're going to make you more secure, they're going to make you more safe, I hope you remember what the CIA has done with this. Not only did they fund these exploits, and remember, going back to what Aaron Schwartz said, he said years ago, before he died, before I believe they killed him, he said the government is funding the creation of vulnerabilities. They're offering rewards for people to find and build vulnerabilities into the system and give it to the U.S. government. And then, of course, when that leaks out, the U.S. government doesn't care about your security. Think of all the mischief that a criminal, just an individual criminal, could do with your accounts using these hacks that the CIA created, funded, archived, and then lost and told no one about it. So that's the way they keep you safe, folks. That's the way they keep you safe. When you give up your liberty, when you give up your security, when you let them do dragnet surveillance. And of course, all of the hearing that we heard today, talking about how this was totally laughable, that anybody would wiretap Donald Trump. And of course, no president would do this. Let me just read you a couple of quotes that came out today from FBI Director Comey. I want to get John McAfee's comments on this. Comey said, there is no information to support Trump's tweets that he was wiretapped. Comey said, no president could order such surveillance. Well, what he left out of there was no president could legally order such surveillance. But of course, we have a government now that doesn't care about legality. Then he said, they're investigating Trump and the Russian collusion, but they're not investigating the U.S. intelligence and their collusion with those who want to oppose Donald Trump. Finally, he said that the Russians were successful. He actually said the Russians were successful in manipulating our elections. He said they introduced chaos and discord into our elections, and they will be back in 2018-2020. John McAfee, do you really think that the American people were pwned by the Russians? Do you think that they hacked our elections? Of course, they use that word hacking to imply that they got in and electronically flipped votes. And that's one of the reasons why Congressman Nunes went through the list of states with both the FBI director and with Admiral Rogers saying, did they get into the elections in this state, in this state, in this state? Of course they didn't, but they imply that's what they did because they want to interject the government's homeland security into our electronic voting machines, don't they?
Well, the first comment, you started out by saying that the in Vault 7, the CIA said that they had techniques of bypassing WhatsApp, Signal, and every other encrypted program. Yes, they do. And they do it using a technique called keystroke logging. It's the oldest and simplest hacking technique in the world. And I'm going to say something that might frighten a few of you. If anybody watching this program has ever gone to a pornography site and actually looked at a video, you have a keystroke logger on your phone. The porn sites sell all of this information to Russian, Chinese, and Ukrainian and other hackers around the world so that they can sell you stuff. The porn site is free. Nothing is free in life. Anyway, if you visit a single one, whether it's X-Hamster, Pornhub, or anywhere else, you have a keystroke logger. And people have been watching everything that you've typed since you visited that porn site. And you can't get rid of it. You're going to have to do a factory reset of your phone. So, and it's not just porn sites. It's any of these websites that offer you something which is spectacular, but it's free, or almost free, or way cheaper than it should be. Well, don't go visit that site because there's something wrong with that. I'm sorry. The world does not work that way. So I'm sorry to digress. But
it's also one of the reasons why you get so much spam. You could just go to a site where they're trying to sell you soap, and then all of a sudden you start getting spam about not only soap, but about everything in the world, because they've collected your information and turned it over. And, of course, John, what the federal government has done is all this information is being collected out there surreptitiously, or, you know, with so-called free sites, or if you're doing business with these people and they have a legitimate means for collecting your information so they can sell you more soap or whatever, they have now taken away your ability to come after these companies that turn over your information to the government. They've taken away your ability to sue them with CISA. Right. And that's the key thing there, that the government can now pull that in and start getting information about you. And even if you haven't gone to something that you don't care about, like a porn site, by getting all this information, all this metadata, they're able to do activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, to see if the phony narratives that they're selling people, for instance, the Russians hacked our elections, is that really working with the American public? Let's look at what they're talking about. Let's look at where they're going. Let's look at what they're putting on social media. And then we can determine whether or not our fake narrative is really gaining traction with the American public. That is a very dangerous thing.
Absolutely. But to finish answering your question, the you asked specifically about the CIA's capabilities of hacking and getting access to us, American citizens, and you also mentioned James Comey, the director of the FBI. Well, if you remember when San Bernardino happened, the shooting, the FBI went to Apple and demanded that Apple give them a master key to all iPhones, meaning that they could unlock anybody. They didn't need a master key. I knew they didn't. Anyway, so I went on CNN and I debated the FBI's mouthpiece, Steve Rogers. And by the way, one of the slickest men I have ever met. I watched a lot of his interviews with CNN, Fox, and others before I debated him. And his entire thing was about, you have to give up some privacy.
Yes.
So that we can secure you.
Give up your freedom. Give up your privacy.
I was not going to go down that road with him. He was too slick. So I came at it from the other angle. My problem is not privacy versus security, which in fact it is. But for this case, no. My problem is we have a certain degree of security now. You are asking America to allow you to make us completely insecure. Because once you get that key, you can't keep it. It's an electronic key. It's bits and bytes. You cannot keep this from hackers, and the whole world will know.
And that's what we've seen in Vault 7.
And he finally said, maybe, Mr. McAfee, we can work together. Fat chance the FBI will ever call me for help.
Well, he may be working with the Washington Post, because we have to remember, when we go back to Watergate, and that's one of the things when Donald Trump tweeted out about wiretaps, he said, this is like Nixon and Watergate. And I think, quite frankly, it is. We have to remember that Deep Throat was a deputy director of the FBI at that time. So we saw a coup happening there. We see an attempted coup happening here. Why isn't the FBI investigating the people who have leaked this information out of the intelligence community? Why aren't they looking at that? Instead, they're telling us, and this is what Comey said today, we do have an ongoing investigation against the Russians. We don't know anything, but we have a lot of innuendo, a lot of character assassination we're going to put out there. And then we got CNN saying the bizarre saga of President Trump's claims that he was wiretapped. There's nothing bizarre about that. We all know that that's happening to everybody. But we've had director, former CIA and former NSA director Michael Hayden say, we don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. Do you think, John McAfee, they would have thought that Donald Trump was an interesting person when he's running for president, when he's president-elect?
Well, if not, I don't know who is.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, the FBI and the CIA, I know that it's a crime to do what just happened, to release us. But good God Almighty, we need to know these things. I'm sorry. And if someone has to do a crime to do it, because the crime is in having secret societies.
Yes. Yeah.
We have 17 of them in America. The CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and all 14 covert agencies within the Pentagon. These are secret societies. Dwight Eisenhower and even President Kennedy warned us against the dangers of secret societies. And so, yes, go ahead. I'm glad somebody hacked it. I'm glad they took it out. And I hope the hell they get away.
Yes. Well, you know, actually, I think it's very interesting because WikiLeaks talked about this as Vault 7 was happening. They said, look, they didn't copyright any of this code that they were using to burglarize everybody's computers and devices because they didn't want this to go out. So there's no copyright violation. And they didn't classify any of it because if they did, John, then they would be guilty of violating handling classified documents by distributing this code. So it's not classified. And this is only the beginning of the Vault 7 revelations that we've seen from WikiLeaks. There's going to be more of those coming out. So I don't think that this is like the Snowden leaks or even like the Project Dragnet information that we got from Mike Zullo that we had earlier on and Jerome Corsi. They were talking about this whistleblower, Montgomery, who showed that they were between 2004, 2010, the NSA was actually getting information about Donald Trump. They had 18 addresses of his businesses. They had another eight or nine addresses of people like his golf pro where they were surveilling everything about him, surveilling Alex Jones. Now, that's information that was put out there by whistleblower, but I think Vault 7 is not really something that they can even come after them as putting out secured documents because they're not classified.
But even if they do, please, yes, Let's get real. We need to change the way that we view information, and especially secret information. We're living in the age of cybersecurity. I promise you, there is not one secret in this world. There isn't. Hackers are so good that they will get whatever they want. And if someone wants that data from the CIA, maybe it was an inside job and someone took it, more than likely, but I don't know. But they can't keep it secret forever. This is what we don't understand. We've got massive cyber weapons that we've developed, enough to destroy the world a million times over, far more deadly than nuclear weapons. And yet those weapons can never be kept secret. The delusion belongs with the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI, who actually believe that they have secrets. Please, God, we're living in 2017. Wake up. Go to the dark web. There's every secret on the dark web.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the point that you made earlier, and I remember when you came on our show and talked about the fact that you went on and debated Rogers and said, look, if you had that key, you're going to lose that key. And now we've seen that they've lost thousands of keys into people's devices through Vault 7.
Yes.
And this whole idea,
yes,
that you've got privacy, that you can give up your privacy to get security, that's nonsense. Whenever you give up your privacy, you've lost your security.
Yes. And also, that was, by the way, $100 billion put into that hacking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this, because we've got a lot of articles are up on Drudge today about robot police. We've got a air force of drones that they are talking about putting over London. All of this information that is being put in place, we're looking at autonomous killing machines that DARPA is working on for the military. This is where it really, really gets dangerous. You pointed out it's already very dangerous, far more dangerous than people realize, if they can hack into nuclear power plants or whatever. But we are looking at an explosion in the threat level. As we add cars to the Internet of Things, what's going to happen to that?
Yes.
Not only are they going to destroy your privacy and monitor everything you do, but they have the ability to kill you, as we pointed out with Michael Hastings years ago. They can easily,
yes,
kill you, and they talked
by
about
hacking,
that at the time, Richard Clark did.
By hacking your car from 3,000 miles away, think about this. Leaving absolutely no tracks. But you talked about robot police and the evolution of cybersecurity and possibly AI and the Internet of Things. You know, I think somehow, I'm 72, and I've turned a little bit cynical. I think there's something in the human race which is self-destructive.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I mean, we all love and we feel joy and we love our families. We have grace and generosity. But find me someone who does not also have greed, jealousy, anger, and hatred. So I think something within us as a society is self-destructed. And it takes a few individuals awake enough to yell the warning, whoa, stop, I'm one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, I've interviewed Hugo de Garis about his Artelic War, where he says, hey, we're going to create artificial intelligence that's going to be so smart that it can choose to destroy us if it wishes. And yet, even though he puts that warning out there, he says, I have to do it because it's a technical challenge to create the next level of device out here. And I've known a lot of engineers, you're an engineer, who take that bargain with the devil and say, we want to create the next impressive thing. It's an intellectual challenge to us, and they don't think, or if they do think about it, they don't even care about the consequences. That's the amazing thing to me.
Well, but this has been with us forever. I mean, when we detonated the first atomic bomb, there were some scientists who truly believed that the chain reaction would not end and would simply destroy the Earth.
And did it anyway.
And yet they did that.
Yeah.
So, and then AI is, I'm not saying we shouldn't have AI. No. And nor have smart robots. But please, let's be smart enough to realize our own limitations and stupidities.
Exactly.
Otherwise, gosh, we're going to end up as some appendage on some massive electronic brain.
And it's very concerning to see where this is going. Stay with us. We have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with John McAfee.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Thank you.
is getting better.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John McAfee. We're talking about Vault 7, the wiretaps, the red herring of the Russians hacked our election. We're talking about all those issues. But I want to read for you here a quote before we go back to John, get his reaction to this. Actually, I want to get a positive direction for us to go from John McAfee. He's the person who made a fortune with McAfee antivirus software. We need to know what we can do, and I know that's why he ran for election, was try to wake up the American public to the danger of what we call cybersecurity. But WikiLeaks pointed this out as we talk about this Russian hacking stuff. They said U.S. agencies have interfered with 81 elections, and that doesn't include the coups that the CIA has been involved with. They also point out in the last French election, remember they're talking about, oh, the Russians are hacking the French elections. Well, possibly, but also the Americans, I'm sure, are as well. They say all major French political parties were targeted for infiltration by the CIA's human intelligence, that's HUMINT, and electronic SIGINT intelligence spies in the 7 months leading up to France's 2012 presidential election. That would include Francois Hollande and Sarkozy and Le Pen. All of those people, all the political parties in France were all infiltrated by the CIA. So we know they did it here in America as well. Coups are not limited to simply foreign governments. All the instruments of so-called defense abroad will be brought home as instruments of tyranny. We were warned about that by the Founding Fathers. James Mason told us that. But I want to talk to John McAfee. John, you ran for president, as I said, to try to draw people's attention to the vulnerabilities that we have with the cybersecurity that are developing. Tell us a solution. What can we do to try to move forward with this? Because you wanted people to understand this. Tell us some positive things here.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to apologize for smoking on the air, but the last time I was in Alex Jones' studio, he broke his rule and allowed me to smoke.
I'm perfectly fine with you smoking.
Okay. It might be because while I was in his studio, he left his gun outside and I had mine on me. So, I don't know. In any case, I apologize, but I do smoke.
No problem.
What can we do? Well, you know, I have given up hope that the citizenry themselves will dump these things called smartphones and mobile devices, because they are what the CIA uses most. Not just the CIA, every hacker in the world. These things are designed as spy devices.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
We actually had
the NSA slides as part of the Snowden leaks, and they said, who would have thought in 1984, and they showed the pictures of the iconic Apple 1984 commercial, they said, who would have thought in 1984 that these, and they show Steve Jobs holding up a smartphone, would become Big Brother, and people would line up to buy them, and they showed the big crowds in the Apple stores.
Yes, absolutely. So and for the past 4 years, I've been working on a new paradigm of cybersecurity. Because we all know antivirus software doesn't work. Every major hack, everyone, was all protected by the latest antivirus software. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. It can't work. Hackers don't do that anymore. 95% of hacking is social engineering. Something, by the way, the CIA apparently knows nothing about. So that's scary in itself. But so I'm building a new set of tools. Number one, we just got a my company, MGT, by the way, I want to do a tangent a little later about the Securities and Exchange Commission and how they are killing business. But other than that, my company, MGT, it's a public stock, is manufacturing, number one, the world's first.
Okay, hang on a second. John, we got to take a hard break here. If you can hang on for another 5 minutes, we will let you finish that up. And I want to get this will be out on the video when we put it up on YouTube. We're talking to John McAfee. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to go live. We're going to cover Trump's rally. Take your phone calls as we did last week, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then and stay with us, John. We're going to finish up this interview. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.